And thank you for joining us here on another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. And joining us now on the program, we're talking soybean cyst nematode, SCN, such a destructive pest in our soybean fields here in recent years across the country. And BASF has introduced a new website that is looking to help farmers and equip them with different data and more thoughts about SCN management. It's called scnfields.com. We're going to talk about that and soybean cyst nematode as a whole. Joining us now, BASF Senior Field Technical Representative Troy Bauer is with us. Troy, it's great to talk with you again. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, Jesse, great to talk to you today, and thanks for the intro. That's the scnfields.com. It's really part of the whole BASF portfolio of digital solutions, really helping to support farmers, kind of automate some of the data that we have out there, and really helps to create some actionable insights for growers.
Yeah, because with SCN, as I kind of alluded to, such a yield robber, such a tough pest for folks to deal with in their soybean fields. And I know a lot of times, Troy, when it comes down to it, many growers don't know they have an SCN problem until it's too late, right?
Yeah. This is really a pest that you can only manage before you plant. And so it's really important for you to understand what type of level of SCN may be present out there for the growers, and they really need to help to improve their decision making. And that's what SCN Fields is all about. It's really to help growers get on there. They can go up and look in their area, kind of by zip code or by their hometown, see what types of level SCN is present in the fields surrounding them. And then once they kind of get that educated information and maybe realize that SCN may or may not be a more of a problem in their area, they can go out and soil sample and determine that level and then develop a management plan. Because as the Crop Protection Network estimates that we're losing about $1.5 billion in annual yield loss every year to soybean cyst nematode. So it's something that's really actionable. And based on what we've seen at BASF, SCN is detected in nearly 80% of the fields that we soil sample it for. And then almost kind of in that 55 to 60% range, we have SCN at very damaging levels. So we need to make sure we have a good management plan in place for growers to maximize their yield potential.
Well, and I'm wondering about this, too, when it comes to SCN, Troy, can it have effects on other diseases as well in our soybean fields? Can it cause, make things easier for other diseases or pests to show up potentially? Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, Jesse, you're a very good student. That's exactly right. SCN can really exacerbate the situation for a number of other diseases. One of the diseases that's more prevalent throughout the Midwest is sudden death syndrome. And those two pests really exacerbate each other. SCN can help bring on more SDS pressure out there. And that's why it's so important to manage both of those pest together. So if you can help manage your SCN and help manage your SDS, you're going to maximize your yield potential. And that's why it's so important to have a product like Alevo that BASF provides to the marketplace. It has activity on both of those pests, and it's a proven product that returns about 4.6 bushel per acre when those pests are present in growers' fields. So growers need to understand the level of disease pressure and SCN pressure that they have in their field and then manage appropriately, develop a management plan.
Yeah, and that management plan, to your point about, thinking about seed treatments like Alevo and things like that, and just making sure that you don't go into a growing season blind, so to speak, right, Troy? I mean, you make sure you are ready and prepared, because to your point earlier, if you find it in your field in the middle of the growing season, it's probably too late at that point to really mitigate the damage, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. So growers need to have a management plan in place for a soybean cyst nematode. Number one, they need to go out and soil sample their fields, understand the level of SCN pressure that's present in their field. And then once that gets to a damaging level, they need to start a management plan, and crop rotation is usually the best practice. The second best practice after that would be to plant a resistant soybean variety, PI88788, or rotate to Peking Sorcist resistant. It seems to be a better resistance package, but we can't just rely on that either, because they will develop resistance to that as well. And then the third piece to that is to use an effective seed treatment, such as a Levo seed treatment. So you need to have all those steps in place to really help manage that, because that $1.5 billion that the Crop Protection Network estimates we lose to SCN every year, it's the largest pest that we have out there. So develop a management strategy and put that in place to maximize your yield potential and increase your profitability.
Definitely have different things together to make a comprehensive management plan for SCN. And again, folks can find more info at scnfields.com. You can also, I'm sure, Troy, folks have questions, reach out to your local BASF technical representative, and going online, of course, and many ways to get in touch and talk about putting together that SCN management plan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out to your trusted agronomic advisor. Reach out to your local BASF representative. We would be very happy to help you out.
SCNfields.com. Also, agriculture.basf.us for more information. Troy Bauer, BASF Senior Field Technical Representative, thanks for joining us on the program today. Really appreciate the time.
Yep. Thanks so much, Jesse. You have a great week.
And once again, Troy Bauer there with BASF. Again, learn more information, just go to scnfields.com. Again, that's scnfields.com. Also, here, one other note as we wrap things up on American Ag Today. Undersecretary Alexis Taylor is going to lead a Department of Agriculture agribusiness trade mission to India here in just a couple of weeks. The delegation of 47 businesses, organizations, and officials from 11 state departments of ag speaks volumes about the export sales opportunity the world's most populous country represents for U.S. food and agricultural producers, according to USDA. Undersecretary Taylor says, quote, India represents a growth economy for U.S. agribusinesses seeking to capture an increasing share of the household food purchases in the fifth largest economy in the world, end quote. Now, last year, India reduced tariff requirements for U.S. poultry products, vegetables, fruits, pulses, and tree nuts, strengthening the agribusiness trade relationship between the U.S. and India. While on this trade mission, participants will engage in business-to-business meetings and site visits to build new trade linkages, strengthen existing partnerships, observe U.S. products in the marketplace, and discover the latest Indian consumer food trends as well. That trip happening April 22nd through the 25th. We're out of time here on American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.